NovaGold will permanently close the troubled Rock Creek mine in Nome. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
The mine has been shut down for nearly 3 years, but it's now official. NovaGold will close the open-pit gold mine located 6 miles northwest of Nome. The company announced the decision last week with its third-quarter financial results. For the past year, NovaGold had been simultaneously soliciting offers for the mine and preparing for closure. NovaGold President and CEO Rick Van Nieuwenhuis said the company had specific criteria for the buyer, as they sought someone with operations experience, financing ability, and a commitment to operate the mine responsibly.
We were not able to find the kind of buyer that we really wanted. We had a lot of interest, but not that met those three criteria. So the board came to the decision earlier this quarter to close the mine and to prepare the mine for closure.
The company has submitted a new draft closure plan to the State Department of Natural Resources, but the details are still being worked out by NovaGold, the state, and landowners. The Sitnisok Native Corporation owns surface rights, and the Bering Strait Native Corporation has subsurface rights. Van Nieuwenhuis says the draft plan calls for major earth-moving operations, the deconstruction of its tailings dam, and ensuring that the immediate environment is protected from the 100,000 tons of tailings.
Such that they're isolated and not able to interact with the rest of the environment out there. There's a modest amount of tailings behind the dam that, as you know, the mine only operated for a short period of time, so there aren't a lot of tailings, so it's a relatively small amount of work.
NovaGold expects to spend around $27 million on the project. The company has shipped earth-moving equipment up on the last barge this year and will be able to work some this winter. The bulk of work should be complete by the end of next summer. A 2-year environmental monitoring program will follow the closure. Around 30 jobs will be lost at Rock Creek. The mine ceased operations in November of 2008 with financial difficulties and violations of its stormwater permit. The company paid a nearly $900,000 fine in 2009 to the EPA for a violation of the Clean Water Act. There were also mechanical issues with the crusher and federal safety fines levied to a contractor following 2 deaths on site. Rock Creek represented NovaGold's first project as a full-scale producer instead of as an exploration firm. The mine was expected to produce around 100,000 ounces of gold annually and generate $25 to $35 million a year in cash flow. The company hoped to use the cash flow from Rock Creek to finance work at its larger projects. Van Nieuwenhuis said this summer that Rock Creek does not fit in the company's plan going forward. NovaGold is focusing its efforts on the Donlin Creek, Galore Creek, and Ambler projects. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.